Described by the New York Times as a music festival with a rare vision, Knoxville's Big Ears Festival brought contemporary music lovers to East Tennessee from across the country to enjoy the cutting edge of classical, folk, R&B, and beyond. I spent the weekend on location to explore a few of the things the festival brings to the arts community of Knoxville. The events were kicked off at the headquarters of Visit Knoxville with performances by a few of the featured artists, including folk duo Anna Roberts-Gavalt and Elizabeth Laprelle. I asked Anna what she loves about the Big Ears Festival as a fan of a variety of genres of music.
I think the connecting factor is that it's really excellent music, and so you can just move from one genre to the next, which is kind of what I do at home. And I feel like it's not just that they're different genres, but I think of the idea of like music coming from all these different places and different philosophies of like, how do we see music? Why do we make music? What is music telling a story? Is it meant to soothe you? Is it meant to make you dance? And it kind of, in my mind, it's nice to be around music that's filling all these different roles and meanings.
I then turned to Elizabeth, who went on to describe how Appalachian music specifically can continue to be innovated at festivals like these.
For us, it has to do a lot with mixing media, finding lots of ways to tell stories in our performances has always been part of it. And then recently, as Anna's interest in bringing her interest in other genres into the music that we make together, that's grown as well, and especially with the new album that we have.
That album is titled The Invisible Comes to Us, and it's available online for pre-order. Later that evening, I attended a performance by the string quartet Brooklyn Rider. I spoke with violinist Colin Jacobson and violist Nicholas Cords about the way they view innovation in their music.
You know, I think this whole festival is doing that for music, but I guess in the world of the string quartet, we just feel like it's an incredible vessel to put many different musical interests, and those start with the tradition. We love that 300-year tradition of quartets and all the amazing people who've come before us, all the great composers, saved, I think, some of their most personal work for quartet. But we love expanding what that can be, and that takes many forms. It's through commissioning composers. It's through arrangements of things that we just come across that we just want to be a part of. It's through collaboration with people like Bela Fleck, who we'll be playing here with this weekend, who take the string quartet in a totally different direction than we've been a part of. So I think it's many things, and that's what's great about being here for this festival, because we actually get to show several of the sides of Brooklyn Rider.
If I could just add to that, I would just say, like, I think you'll go wrong as a string quartet if you start off with that as your intention, to turn the tradition on its head, because frankly that's hard to do. You know, there's so many groups doing so many interesting things out there, and I think what we try to lead with is what we're just feeling very excited about as a group, individually and collectively. And I think what we try to do is just find ways to cultivate those passions and to kind of push our boundaries all the time. And therefore, I think the result is something that might not look like a traditional string quartet, but has elements of the tradition in it.
The Big Ears Festival, of course, featured some hometown ensembles, including a Knoxville Symphony Orchestra performance of a piece exploring our racial history here in the United States titled Were You There? I spoke with Knoxville Symphony Orchestra music director Aram Demergen following that performance.
I think the Big Ears Festival is the one moment in the year when every dimension of Knoxville's artistic culture is truly on full display and is celebrated without reservation, and I think it is a an incredible opportunity for the world beyond Knoxville to interact with the world within Knoxville, and for Knoxville's artistic community itself to get ideas about what the future of art in this city can look like.
Now, the centerpiece of the performance you led with members of the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra was police brutality and black victims of police brutality. How significant do you think that conversation is within music?
I think that there is an historic issue of inequality within the institution of music, like in so many, well, not just establishment institutions, institutions in general. And I just think that it's incredibly vital to bring a diversity of voices and a diversity of ideas into the performances that we present. I mean, you know, we talk about being relevant as an industry, and we wouldn't be relevant if we didn't acknowledge the issues that are sounding very loudly in our society right now.
With that idea in mind, I spoke with Maya Stone, who came to Big Ears to perform with a bassoon ensemble known as Rushes. She also works nationally in efforts toward diversifying classical music, and I asked her if contemporary music and contemporary music festivals are good vehicles for diversity.
Are they working toward diversity? I think yes and no. I think there are small efforts, and I think there are definitely a little bit more than previously. And sometimes it's coming from individuals, and sometimes it's a concerted effort. Unfortunately, you know, we have a specific race that rules the world to some extent, or gives the illusion of that. So it's hard for those in that race to see others, and specifically I'm talking about black and brown people, as equal to or having something equal to offer, and being able to communicate in a way that is comparable and valid. I know we're speaking of inclusion in the arts, but we will not truly ever have that until we can sit down with each other without finding need for hostile interaction, until there isn't an unconscious bias and or surprise when one finds that a black or brown person has something to offer that is valuable, until we can talk about the racial history of our world without discomfort or dismissal. Many black and brown people have to live in a world where they are sharing their circle with white people. It's much less common for white people to share their circle with black or brown people. So they aren't used to giving validity to black or brown people's voices. So not until this happens, until we open these circles, look inward constantly, will we have true diversity and inclusion in the arts.
From revisiting the musical cultures of Appalachia to understanding innovations in string quartets and even exploring race in music, the Big Ears Festival has something to offer everyone, and we're all waiting in anticipation for next year. From WUOT, I'm Garrett McQueen.